Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. Oh, it's been a minute. It's weird. You guys know I just practically never miss this show. So when I do, I'm very uncomfy. So I'm glad I'm back. And I have so much to share with you. First of all, though, if you're listening live, it is the 16th of July, about 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to welcome you to the show as well. I want to let you know that you can join me over in the chat room. You can find that by going to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. Or, of course, you could just search for it too. Not too hard to just go to Facebook and search for 12radio, number one, number two, radio. Either way, my banner is up in the chat room. It's at the top. It's pinned up there. And I do have eyes on it. So as you are chatting along with the other folks here, you can y'all see what you have to say. So you're welcome to join me that way. I am also live streaming this event. You can find that by heading over to Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, either on YouTube or Facebook. And I have eyes on that chat as well. So anywhere you're at, if you're commenting, I should see that. And that's the deal. Want to say hi to everybody showing up in the chat here. Oh, how are you guys? It's been a hot minute. The U.S. is, you know, as we are wont to do, has had some more drama. The collective energy has been pretty interesting due to all of that. So that's what we're up to. It is also, of course, very hot where a lot of you live. There's been some pretty massive storms, some pretty threatening storms. So I hope everyone is okay. In getting ready for my other shtick, true crime, today I was reading some really concerning articles coming out of Houston that Houston still does not have power in a lot of places from Hurricane Beryl and, or Beryl, how do you say it? I don't know. I have a friend with that name and we pronounced it Beryl, so that's what I'm saying, but that sounds like a hick from the sticks way to say it. But that's okay. I mean, you know where I live. But at any rate, people in Houston are attacking the linemen. So they're so angry with the power company for all of their inept bullshit that the linemen who have been literally shipped in from across the country trying to help this poor city get its power back on, get its AC back on, you know, take care of its citizens, they're attacking them, threatening them with guns, beating them with metal pipes, all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, what? People are losing their minds. That's what I'm saying. People are losing their minds. Yep. So please be safe out there. And if you live in Houston, my God, I hope you guys are okay. Because this sounds super freaking miserable. Here, last week, while I was on my girls' trip, Scott installed two new air conditioning units that have brought my house down to a polar ice cap. We just cannot be pleased. Well, Scott, he's thrilled. He loves it. It's too cold for me and the dogs. And so we are laying in blankies cuddling while everyone else is, you know, reveling in this cold. So I guess, you know, we can't ever be happy, but here we are. I just don't know what to say because I can't do this super cold. I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but I feel like the really cold makes my skin hurt. Does that make any sense to you? I'm hoping some of you can relate to that feeling. But being really cold makes my skin ache. I know. Maybe I'm just wild. I don't know. But anyhow, I realized that I had a show and tell for you that I forgot to upload, so I'm going to do that quickly. I wanted to tell you about my trip, so I went to Salt Lake with my sisters, out of Salt Lake City, Utah, for a few days. The purpose of us going, well, you know, besides to just have fun, of course, was to take the girls to their concert. They had tickets, the younger girls had tickets to a Noah Kahan concert, and they were hoping that we would give them a ride because they didn't want to have to deal with the parking situation. Understandable entirely. And so, and also to have some fun. So that's why we went. And our first day, we went to an aquarium. The Longmont Living Earth Aquarium, I believe it was called. You guys. That was phenomenal. Now, first off, I don't always trust my legs because I have, unfortunately, two different diseases that really affect my legs. And I don't always have a lot of walking in me, especially in the heat. But I was determined and I was so proud of myself. I walked the entire thing. I certainly sat and rested in various places like everyone did. But I walked the whole thing and didn't have to. Sometimes I just have to be done and maybe make for the car or, you know, sit in a spot and wait while everyone else goes and does a fun thing that I'm just not up to, which is fine. It's such is life. But I didn't do that at all this time. I did everything. And I was just really proud of myself for that, to be honest. It doesn't always happen that way. So yay legs for not being total dick bags. We'll take it. But that aquarium was really cool. Really cool. And I got to say, one of the coolest things there for me was that they had two different displays of otters. And I love otters. I just absolutely adore otters. I always have. I've got such a soft spot for them. And I was just so in love. I could have just watched the otters the whole time. I didn't really need anything else. Now, watching the sloth climb around was pretty amazing. There were some turtles giving each other piggyback rides. Some tortoises. That's some parents a little horrified. There was a lot of cool stuff, but I was there for the otters, man. Wow. They had a gazing box that you could climb up on a little stool in a little corner area where the otters typically sleep and literally just be through the glass from them. My daughter's like, you know you're not petting an otter, you're petting the glass, right? No, that's fine. I don't care. I could have stayed in there for a super really long time. But anyway, that was a highlight. So we did that the first day. Went back to our Airbnb. We had a fabulous Airbnb. You know, Airbnb can be a little dicey here and there, but ooh. The only thing this one didn't have that would have been nice was a hot tub, except for that it was over 100 degrees in Utah, so probably wouldn't have gotten used anyway. But plenty of room, plenty of bedrooms, great AC. That was awesome. So we ordered in. This is my favorite part about Airbnbs. If you're in a big group, I would so much rather order in so that you can just play games and eat and have fun. And, you know, no one has to drive. No one has to, we don't have to deal with traffic and with crowds. And that's my favorite. So, and also when you order in, your portions are big enough to feed you for a good two meals. So that's nice too. But at any rate, the next day, the first thing we did was go to Jade Bloom's headquarters. You guys know that Jade Bloom is absolutely my favorite essential oil company. I've been carrying them, using them at an affiliate for them for many years. But I've never actually been to their headquarters before, and they have a retail store there. So we went and visited their headquarters, got to see all their stuff and then purchase a few things. And that was super cool. They are exactly what I thought they were. A very chill vibe, a really cool company. The cashier was the cutest girl on the planet. And she told me all about how much she loves working there, what a family they are, how good they are to the employees, the best place she's ever worked. Loved hearing all of that. And then we had lunch. We went to a glass store because, you know, when in Rome. So I bought some glass stuff. And we went to a rock shop, of course, where remarkably I didn't buy anything. It was so hot at that point. My brains were so fried. I didn't know what to buy. I kind of felt like that in the glass store too, to be honest. But then the kids, of course, went to Noah Kahan. And the next day we drove to Ogden, where my dear cousin Jill, her daughter is a tattoo artist. And we all got some new ink. So I'm going to be bad at showing you because it's hard to show. It's hard to turn my arm that far, but I have. I'm going to try. You see those little hearts? That's so silly. It was a sister tattoo. So there's three hearts, and you only color in the one that is your position. So, of course, in my family, I'm in the middle. So I have a teal heart in the center. And then also, my sister Kara had found some hearts that our mom had written. She did this a lot, actually, in her signature. She would always buy books for us and our kids for holidays. And she had noticed in a lot of the kids' books, especially when she signed it, there were two hearts, like a big heart and a little heart that were kind of conjoined. So we took those hearts and had those. And so I can't really show you, but that one is tattooed behind my left ear. So anyway, fun to get a little bit of new ink. On our way home, we had big drama because it was hot. It was 103 degrees and just barely into Idaho. On the interstate, we blew a radiator hose and overheated Kara's car. So, of course, we had to stop. The car could not go any further because we, you know, didn't want to screw up her motor. So we had to call a tow truck. And we waited in the car for an hour at that kind of heat. It was hard. It was a little bit breezy, so that helped somewhat. But, you know, you couldn't run the car, so we couldn't run the AC. So it was something. And then closer to time for the tow truck to come, I started worrying. Am I going to be able to climb up into that tow truck? I don't know that I can. And then something miraculous happened. Some really nice people stopped and to see if we were okay and if we needed anything. They weren't the first. A very kind old farmer had stopped and even offered to go home and get his truck if we couldn't get a tow truck. Just nice people. Anyway, and so Mars and I decided, you know what? We would be silly not to go ahead and take a ride from them into town. So we were only about 3 miles away from a little Idaho border town called Malad, and that's where we were going to be towed to. So kindly, they took Mars and I and dropped us off at a gas station / Burger King in Malad. And luckily, the tow truck came about 10 minutes later, so the girls weren't out in the heat much longer, but that was kind of scary. I texted Scott and I said, I'm riding to Malad in some strangers' cars. And he said, well, that's it. I'm taking away your true crime card right now. I know, but anyhow, all's well that ends well. The car was actually very easily fixed by Kara's husband once they were able to get a hose and get it on it and bring it home. But that was our big drama. So, whew. All in, though, it was a great trip. It was a lot of fun. Nice to just go do something different. So it was great. I have no complaints. I wish you guys could all go shop at Jade Bloom. That was a very cool experience. It was a lot of fun. Yep. Oh, good. Sid got her stickers. I'm glad you love them. Yeah. Oh, Erin also received her. Yeah, she got a little glass. You got a card, didn't you, Erin? Yeah. I'm glad everyone's receiving their stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laurie has Renaud's. She said being really cold makes her fingers numb. Yeah. Yep. Oh, good. JR got hers. I'm so glad you guys like the black stickers. That's awesome. I thought they were cool, too. And then I just, you know, you don't know. You never know. But truly, as a creator, you never know if what you do is going to be liked by other people. You just have to do what you like. And some people will be drawn and some won't. But on that note, actually, I finally have my glass pendants posted on Etsy, and I wanted to share them. I gotta say, though, that losing my train of thought. I have already sold out of the uranium glass. So I'm going to show it to you, but I don't have any of them listed. I do have more. They're just a little bit different. And so I hadn't listed them yet, but they will get posted here sometime this week. But the uranium glass was really cool. So this is what they looked like. Uranium glass, of course, is vintage glass. It's pretty old glass, actually, most of it. And we crushed up some uranium glass saucers, and I remelted them into cabochons and fused them, of course, and mounted them in these little bezels. They're kind of cool. They're double-sided, so that middle part spins a little bit, but they're the shape of a filigree moon. I think they're pretty cool. They are really cool. This is what they look like when they glow. And these are pictures that did not make it over to And for some reason, in those pictures, they kind of look like they're melting. They're not, but it's just the way they photographed. The uranium glass is cool. So don't worry if you wanted one of those. I'm going to get more posted. I have more. Creator's challenges, that's all. At any rate, I want to show you some of my glass pendants. And they, again, are all posted now on Etsy. So if you were interested in them. These are kind of fun. It was a three-part fuse, so the hearts or the mushrooms were made separately, or sorry, the flowers or the mushrooms, and then the initial cab, the round disc part, was made separately, and then I fused all of them together, and some of them required two fusings, so in full they had four fusings. So lots of trips to the kiln, and then, of course, they're mounted on these really pretty rosewood bezels. I just really love the way these turned out. I will say the mushies are my favorite, but I like them all. And then these ones, I love these. These are like a beachy theme, so they kind of look like sand and then bubbles and water. The ocean bubble theme, which I think is pretty cool too. So anyway, that's some of my fun stuff, and I'm really glad I've got them posted. If you're in the chat, I put a link there, but if you're not, it's Joyful Goddess Designs over on Etsy. That's the red one. Love that one. So that's how to find them. So yeah, that's what I've been working on, somewhat. Mars agreed to help me and photograph these yesterday because I was just honestly seriously running out of time and ideas, so good on her. But anyway, those are over on Etsy, so you can find those over there. Maureen, it's Joyful Goddess Designs on Etsy. Sherry said, I'm having a group of girls go to an art studio, and we're going to try fused glass in November. We're making Christmas trees. Oh, fun. Sherry, that is so much. Fused glass is fun. It's addictive. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Renee got her Phantom Flames honey. She was surprised. She thought she might not like hot honey, but she does. It really has a kick. It's an interesting kick, isn't it? The Phantom one. Because it's not on the front end. It's kind of on the back end, and it's not the kind of sting you would expect. It's super good, but do I think I could craft an ocean wave from glass looking head on versus side view? Yeah, people do them and they are really cool. So what I will say is yes, maybe. Still definitely over here in my training wheels. The chains on those necklaces are 20s. They're 20s. Yeah. Hey, Jackie. Yeah, I'm just excited to get those finally up. It's good, but I'm really excited about our trip to Utah because it was pretty fun. Pretty fun. Okay. Well, let's talk about Luminous. Keep going. I have every intention of having enough time to do some readings today. But we do have lots of ground to cover in Luminous as well. There's just a lot going on, man. Okay, I put the link to Luminous up. You may have already received it. Hey, Terry. But let's go ahead and I'm going to share my screen. Okay, so credit to my dear cousin Amy. She sent me this picture yesterday. She was home visiting and said, boy, you guys sure do get some beautiful sunsets. And we do right now, especially because it's smoky. And there's fires in Montana, so we're getting quite a bit of smoke here. Got me a little sneezy and stuff. But oh my God, it makes our sunsets and sunrises just astonishing. So she took this picture and I was like, you know what? I really want to put that on the cover. So I asked for her permission, of course, and she said, go for it. So here it is. But that's pretty much what it looks like here right now. I'm hoping, I think the smoke is kind of starting to clear. We're still pretty hazy, but, and I hope for Montana's sake that they can get their fires under control. I think they are. I think they're kind of at the tail end. So hopefully that's the case. I called this magazine the Queen of the Night edition because every year at about this time, I don't want to be outside during the day anymore. A lot of us don't. I can't take it most of the time. But, I mean, we were like 100 degrees last week, which is incredibly hot for us. We're dropping back down into the late 80s and 90s this week. But that's still really hot. And the sun just feels brutal to me. I become a real queen of the night. I want to be out. I want to go walk at night. I want to take drives at night. I want to be out. Last night, we went to a softball field because Mars is playing on a couple of different slow pitch teams this coming up, a couple of tournaments. And then all of my kids are on a slow pitch team this year. And, you know, Mars is a fast pitch player and it's not the same. The batting especially is not at all the same. And so at any rate, we'd gone to the field so that Scott could pitch to her so she could practice and be ready. And I was just shagging balls and hanging out, but it was later in the evening. Sun was starting to go down, kind of at the end of where you could actually be playing ball and be light and safe. And man, it was beautiful. But I had this wild thought. So I'm like, I was a softball player. I'm going to bat. When I tell you, listen, I hit the ball. I got quite a few hits. I mean, they were infield hits. I probably would have been thrown out. Well, definitely, because this guy doesn't run. But but I did make contact. I mean, I still got it. Ish, sort of. My whole body was like, who the hell do you think you are? I don't know if I'll do that again. Or maybe I should do it more. I don't know. But I did hit the ball. Anyway, I was just feeling that. I'm also reading a book right now that it's a fantasy book and they're living in the Night Kingdom and their descriptions of the night and the stars. It's a very interesting construct because it's a fairy book and this is in this fairy realm, this is the Night Kingdom and the Night Kingdom is kind of split into two parts. One is this incredible city where it's like the nightlife, you know, all beautiful things happen at night and their clothing represent the night and the starlight and the moon. And like, it's all of the beauty in the night. And then the other part of the kingdom is the nightmares and the dark part of the night. And most people in the rest of the kingdoms, they think that this is a really terrible place. They don't know about the beautiful city. They don't know about the beauty of the night. They only know of the monster under the bed, per se. And so the beautiful part of the night, they keep that hidden from the world. They don't share it because they don't want to sully it. And they're okay with being misunderstood because they want to keep what they have sacred and safe. And I think it's a really interesting analogy to the way we look at dark things, especially in spiritual or New Age thought, or even religious thought, where a lot of times the term dark refers to bad things, or what we would maybe consider as bad things. In New Age, we talk, or spirituality, we talk sometimes about doing shadow work, and people immediately kind of think of the shadow as being the negative thing, the bad thing. And I really love this book, the way things are misconstrued, because that makes sense. So frequently we misunderstand things, or we just take things at face value, or we take someone else's word for it when we're looking at anything. Or we take one nuance and assume that something's bad. And so the descriptor of dark takes a lot of people straight to a place of evil versus a place of beauty, which I just think is really interesting. And I know that's a very brief description to a heavier topic. If you're interested, that is the Thorns and Roses, A Court of Thorns and Roses series. So I'm actually on book two. But anyway, interesting stuff. So that's all. But just had me thinking about the night and the dark and the beauty of it at this point. Okay. Because I saw the otters and because they exploded my heart, our article this week is The Spiritual Significance of Otters. You know, you see sometimes like tribal otter tattoos, you see sometimes otters represented in different spiritual works, or especially I think like Native American works. So I really love pulling this together and learning a little bit more. So when you see an otter, a lot of times it's the message is about joyful messengers of playfulness and creativity. Otters are incredibly creative. You know, a lot of them choose a rock that's their favorite rock, and they store it in a skin pouch. They sleep with it. They carry it around with them, and they use that rock to bust open mollusks and stuff for their food, but they have favorite rocks. Otters also tend to sleep on their backs holding hands so that they don't slip apart from each other while they're sleeping, which I think is the sweetest thing in the world. So the deeper meaning of otters frequently has been joy, creativity, and adaptability. In some Native American cultures, otters are seen as symbols of laughter, curiosity, and play. Otters love to play. That's a good part of their life. And, you know, in early childhood, we say that children learn through play. And I love that otters just play. Or at least to us, it looks like play. But they're actually, it's how they're living. It's how they are adapting. It's how they are learning their environment. It is how they're surviving, is through play, or what at least looks like play to us. In Celtic mythology, otters were revered as sacred animals associated with the water element, embodying fluidity and adaptability. They were believed to be guides that could help people navigate through emotional turbulence and find balance. The otter's playful nature was also seen as a reminder to enjoy the journey of life rather than being overly focused on the destination, which I thought was pretty amazing. Otters, if you see otter as an animal that shows up for you as what some people might call a spirit animal or a sacred animal to you, it could be that you need more play and creativity. It could also be celebrating joy and creativity. But here's some thoughts if otter keeps showing up for you. One is to embrace joy and playfulness in your own life. I'm surprised how often when I talk to clients who are really burned out on their lives, how often they don't have a hobby. And I don't say this to shame anyone. I don't say this to put anyone down in any way. I think that life takes away our curiosity and takes away our time to be able to have hobbies. And also, I think sometimes takes away our confidence to try. But there's a lot of joy to be found in having a hobby, an interest, something that you do. You don't have to do it well. Just having something that you do. It is often when people are in survival mode. Frequently, people who have had some sort of crisis in their life, some sort of huge upheaval, something that has rocked their root chakra and their heart. A lot of times that's when you find people that abandon any kind of creative endeavors, joyful endeavors, because they're just not feeling it, which makes sense. However, at some point, you need something to focus on, something else other than your stress, other than work, other than the mundane. And so it is always my challenge to all of you to find something. Take a class. Do some research. Adapt. Figure something out. But make like the otter and find a way to play in a way that suits you. Stay curious and open-minded. Otters have to stay curious. It's how they survive. We need to stay curious as well. We need to learn as much as we can. We need to constantly be asking more questions. We need to be paying attention to the world around us and wondering. I think it's an amazing thing in our current world that if you have a question about anything, you can usually immediately answer it. Little things. You're driving through a new community and you want to know what the history of this town is, or what their population is, or what their industry is. You can learn that right now, right? It's pretty amazing. We have so much information at the tips of our fingers if you are curious enough to ask the questions. Adapt to change with grace. Well, perhaps you will or perhaps you won't. Adapting to change is messy business. But otters change on a dime. And in order to survive, they have to go with that flow and figure it out. And they do by doing things like having a favorite rock or holding hands while they sleep. Nurture relationships and community. You might consider meditating with the otter. So to connect with the otter's spiritual energy, do a meditation and visualization into your practice. One way you could do it is by choosing a special rock, like an otter. You could also just visualize watching otters or sitting with otters. You may also just close your eyes and ask to call in the energy of the otter. There's a whole process here you could take yourself through. But otters are special and they're joyful and they bring some joy into our lives. And for that, I'm grateful. I did include a link to the live sea otter cam from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And so you can watch that and just watch them playing and having fun. I love that. So once we're done with Luminous, I'll pull it up on my screen too so we can watch them while we work throughout the end of the show. But that's a fun one. All right. Kelly brings us Re-Feminist History. This week, she's talking about the women of Bastille Day. So Bastille Day was 2 days ago. That is the beginning of the French Revolution. And there were a lot of women involved in the French Revolution. So she's got a great article here. And then also her podcast this week will be about that. So definitely pay attention to that. Some really brave, badass women who gave everything. My tip this week, are suggestions on embracing the night. One for meditation and reflection. Meditating under the moonlight or even in a quiet, dark room is an amazing way to let the stillness of the light guide you, seep into you, be a part of you. Moon rituals, of course, full moon and new moon rituals. Historically, full moon rituals are a lot of times for releasing things so that as the moon wanes, you're continuing to clear. New moon rituals historically can frequently be to manifest, because as the moon is waxing, that energy is growing. But don't let that limit you in the work that you do. Those are just suggestions and ideas. If you want to use the full moon to manifest, then by God, do it. The full moon power is amazing. It affects our entire planet and all the people on it in so many different ways. So use the moon. Stargazing, spending times under the stars, contemplating the vastness of the universe and your place within it, and just seeing the stars and being under a bright sky is a spiritual experience all in itself. Candlelight practices. Lighting candles in dark spaces and focusing on the flame as a way to meditate or perform rituals like candle magic, we've talked about so many times. The gentle light can create a sacred space and a calm atmosphere. And that's just a few thoughts of ways that you can embrace the dark. Christie's energy exercise activity is the energy boost. Interesting week. Some days you will for sure need that. Other days you probably will for sure not want that at all. We're in an interesting spot where we're either going back and forth in a place of feeling like pretty jittery or totally deflated and exhausted. So use at your will. Of course, there's lots of stuff going on over at the True Crime Squad. If you guys don't ever watch any of my true crime stuff because you don't do crime, that's totally cool. But even then, watch the Valley in the Cloud Sanitarium mystery. That was a full investigation that Scott and I actually went on site to do and was super cool. We actually have an answer from the property owners now that, I don't know if it answers the questions or not. But watch that one. I promise you won't regret it. You'll love it. Okay, and then of course Jamie Dawn has a brand new video, getting back to a healthy routine. Always a good reminder, because you know, sometimes just get off track. I get it. I think I'm off track more than I'm on, to be honest, but you know, trying is trying, right? And of course, lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that is Luminous. So I hope that you found some gems in there that will give you something. I'm going to go ahead and turn the otter webcam on so that for the rest of the show, we can at least have some fun watching the otters play. There we go. Okay. I love them. I have a painting of otters above my bed. I know I've told you this story before, but there is a man that is a neighbor. His name is Leon Parson. He's a very well-known painter in the Mormon world. His dad and now him have done an enormous amount of art for the LDS Church. In fact, for the last several years, he and his daughter, for probably the last 20 years, have been commissioned to do most of the paintings inside all of the temples. And so anybody that in the LDS world knows his work, whether you know it or not, you've seen paintings that he did. Anyway, many years ago, he was driving through our neighborhood with the scouts, putting out all the American flags for a flag holiday of some sort. And I had a dog. I had a little min pin named Hano that ran out right under his tire. And he actually lived for about a week. And at the vet, they tried really hard to save him. It was, you can imagine what it was. It sucked. And it was awful. But poor Leon was beyond devastated. And it wasn't his fault. It just wasn't. But he was devastated. He's a dog guy. And he showed up at my home with two prints of his paintings. One was a religious painting or print, and the other was one of his more famous prints of two otters. And the title of it is Michel Mabel. And I've had that print ever since. It's been a long time, super long time, like 20 years long. And then for Christmas one year, Scott had it matted for me and framed, and it hangs above my bed because I love otters and I love that print and I love that story. I don't love that I lost my dog in that, but the compassion and the kindness that was shown to me, well, you don't forget that, right? What do they say? You may not remember everything about someone, but you'll remember about how they made you feel. And in that moment, I felt very seen. I felt very supported. And it was a moment where someone, Leon didn't do something bad to me on purpose at all. It really wasn't his fault. And yet he felt compelled to do something kind for me, to seek my forgiveness. And it was freely given. It wasn't his fault. It was just one of those things that happens. It was more my fault because he was out front. And the reason he was out front is because he didn't want to be my dog. He wanted to be my grandma's dog. And he would, every morning, I'd put him out to potty. He'd go straight to her house. He'd wait on the back porch till she let him in. And he'd spend the entire day with them. And then at bedtime or in the evening, she would call me and tell me she was letting him out. And it was time for him to go home. And my grandma didn't do pets. She supposedly didn't like them. But he wanted to be theirs. I don't know if it was all the hot dogs they were feeding him or just the fact that I had a home daycare and he was done with it. But that's why he was out, because he came back and forth between our houses. I also live at the end of a dead end, so it's not typically a busy road, but, you know, cars do drive down it. And if you streak underneath a car because you see a cat that you're trying to chase, well, that's what happens, unfortunately. But anyway, that's a portion of my connection to otters right there. But we can just watch these pals play. Have you guys seen the aquariums that have plexiglass viewing areas that have little holes in them so you can hold otters' hands? What? Talk about a life goal. I was so shocked. Last year in Bozeman, Montana, some women were floating the river and in tubes, and they were attacked by an otter, a giant otter, and he nearly killed them. Like, he beat the shit out of them. It was bad. Like, the one lady had to have reconstructive surgery on her face, multiple surgeries. I just always see them as these playful, gentle, adorable beings, but they can also be straight up assholes, apparently. So I guess we all have that side, right? Oh. Anyway, let's move on. I did want to do a few readings today, so I'm going to look at Maureen. But if you wanted a reading, this would be the time to throw it up. I don't know if I'll get to everyone or not, but I'll do my best. Maureen said, if you're ever doing readings, or if you're doing readings, would love one. Whiskey has been sitting heavy on my heart and mind. Whiskey is their dog that they had to put down. I know we made the right decision, but I miss her so, and so does her buddy Ivy. Poor Ivy. While moving Meg to med school, my sister took Ivy to be with her lab, Foxy. Any messages from Whiskey? Okay, let's tune in. Maureen, Whiskey feels so much better. she's confused about why everyone is sad. I mean, she's still hanging around with you guys, of course. Especially Ivy. They do death so differently than we do. They see it so differently. So she's just hanging around with all of you guys, and she's puzzled why everyone is sad. I explained to her it's just that everyone misses her. And again, she's reiterating, I'm right here. Yeah. She said she wanted to stay, but she understands. She knows that she had to leave. She said her body just wasn't going to support her any longer. Yeah. She said she's not going to leave Ivy. She said she's going to just stay close to Ivy. And all of you. But it seems like Ivy's her number one right now. But she's okay. She's not going anywhere. But I know your heart hurts. And I'm sorry. It sucks. It's the worst. So it said, how does an otter beat up a human? Do they grab a rock? No, they don't. He bit them. He bit the crap out of them. Yeah. Renee said, well, they are wild animals. I know, but they're so friend-shaped, Renee. Sid said, could you please ask new pup, Mr. Darcy, if my raw food strategy is reducing his itching and calming his jumpy nervous system? Well, congrats on a new pup, Mr. Darcy. Let's feel into him. Now, that's a resounding yes, Sid. It looks to me like it's going to take some time. His system has got quite the detox to do. But he does feel less, definitely less itchy. He's still pretty nervous, especially about sounds. Not even sounds in the house. It's just all the sounds. But he definitely feels safe at your house and with you. So I feel like that's going to come over time. But yes, I do feel like that is helping. He feels like that's helping. So good. Sherry said, is there something weird in the atmosphere today or is it just me? Dizzy and sugar level was fine. No, no. It's not just you. That is what the day is like. Let me show you what the daily dish was this morning. Here's the daily dish for today. The collective energy is moving quickly today, so try to stay on task and avoid running late all day. Or try to stay on task to avoid running late all day. I've been running late all day, just so I didn't take that advice. I'll try to do better. Be smart and safe on the roads, as rushed and stressed drivers are likely. Take some time to ground yourself by putting your feet in the grass and breathing fresh air. This is also a good day to meditate and spend some time being quiet. So there's a definite push there to work on your root chakra. So absolutely, getting some fresh air, putting your feet in the grass, carrying a dark stone. Just doing anything that you can to help ground yourself. But Sherry, it is not just you. Yeah, it's definitely part of the collective. Jessica said, how do you find your spirit animal? What is mine? You know, Jessica, a lot of times I think it's the animals that you're the most drawn to. It's one of those questions that I think people ask for something outside of themselves when the answer is really already a part of you. I would think about animals that you're drawn to, that you've been drawn to since you were a kid especially. And then you can also just do a meditation and ask for any animals that are around you or a guidance animal to come in and show itself. And you might be surprised what you see over the course of the next couple of weeks. But to me, those are good ways to tune into that Everybody has some animals around them. If you're watching the live stream, she's throwing balls. The zookeeper's throwing balls in the water and they're catching them and swimming around with them. This one's got two balls. She's got balls in her hands and her feet. Oh, she moved them both up to her hands now. I don't know if they have treats in them, if maybe that's why, or if they just really like to play with the balls, but they do with otters, they give them a lot of enrichment, so it could just be they're just having fun with balls. Oh, she let one go. Okay. Back to business. Going to jump over into the other chat room quickly. Rebecca said she didn't want to bring up that otter attack, but yes, they definitely have a dark side. Yep. Rebecca said, if you have time for a message about an actor on the other side who I feel like watches over me, let's take a look. There's a real wisdom to that person. I feel like they. I'm going to try and give this to you the way I'm seeing it. There's a very protective energy there and a wise one. This is somebody who has past life energy with you and knows you. I don't want to say knows you better than you know yourself. That sounds so condescending, but knows your spirit. Okay, thank you. That's correct. Knows your spirit. Rebecca, I think you could freely ask that person for help if you need it or support. A very protective vibe there. Yeah. Karen said, my neighbor changed the water runoff to drain on my property. I feel so frustrated and helpless. What have I not learned from the situation? I don't know, Karen. I feel like it's very unfair to say that you have not learned from the situation. I think sometimes people really suck, and you're experiencing that. I think that you're definitely being tasked with having to stand up for yourself, maybe in ways that make you a little bit uncomfortable. There's certainly that. But I think it's super unfair to say that you've not learned. You have. I think the only key here is for you to stand up for yourself and also potentially seek out what help you could get from your municipality on this. If there is any. Unfortunately, it might be a situation that there isn't much of a recourse for. That's what I'm a little afraid of. But you've learned. Just stand up for yourself. But I'm sorry that's happening. That sucks. Shireen would love a reading. I think I'm actually going to pull you a card. Okay, two cards. Oh, Shireen. The cards that I pulled are victory and success. I love this card. This typically indicates that to keep going, that good things are coming, and to celebrate the good things that are here. But the other card is the Love Begins card. So I really like that too. I want to encourage you, and that's not always romantic love. That's also just can be friendships, can be partnerships, things like that. But two really positive cards, which give me hope for you to see good things happening in your life and good people surfacing in your life. So that's the space I'm going to hold for you. And I think that's what's true, is seeing good people surface in your life that help to enrich your life and just make things better all the time. I'm going to hold space with you for those people to show up or to just make more of a presence. Maybe they're already here. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to jump back into the other chat real quick. We're just about out of here. So it said, thank you for your feedback. I'm planning on months of detox, and you're spot on about outdoor noises. While out walking, making him startle, he even jumps without a noise, like he catches a slight movement. Yep, or like a faraway noise. He's very alert. He's very on a survival mode alert still. But you're going to get him through that. Okay, last thing Jane said, can I ask the collective to hold healing space for my sister-in-law, Cindy, in New Jersey? She's at end stage of her cancer journey, and my brother, who is caring for her. We absolutely will, Jane. We'll all hold space for Cindy and your brother and for you and all of your family. I'm so sorry. You guys have had an unthinkable amount of loss the last few years. All righty, guys. We have done it. We've certainly talked down to the end of the show. So there's a chance I won't be here next week. I will do my best to let you know, but we may make a real quick trip to Boise next week for the kids, for softball. Because Mars is on their team, but she hasn't showed up to play there yet because she's still coaching a team here and playing on a couple of teams. But they had their first game last night, and oof, they got killed 25-1. So they're demanding that we show up in Boise with Mars before their next game. So we might have to do that. You are so welcome for your dragon. Absolutely my honor. All righty. Well, guys, that's it. So thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of my journey. You can find me over at 12listen.com. I'm a professional psychic advisor over there, and you can find me there every single day. So I would absolutely love to be able to connect with you there. That's number one, number 12listen.com. This has been another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.